Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Phil in Pennsylvania wants to talk about geothermal furnaces. I know it's Tom's favorite subject. How can we help, Phil?
I recently went to a fair up here in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and this guy had his stand set up there, and he had a little air conditioner set up and blowing and whatnot. Well, I have a forced air furnace. It's natural gas, and he said that if I switched over furnaces, it would cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $8,000 to $10,000, and it'd be like burying a gas tank in my backyard, and I'd be able to save a lot of money with these geothermal furnaces. What could you tell me about it? Is that true?
So you have a perfectly functioning gas furnace right now. The guy wants $10,000 to convert you to an electric geothermal system, correct?
Correct.
Big mistake. You know, the first choice on fuel for heating your home in terms of cost is gas. Even though gas is more expensive this year and gas and oil are going to continue to go up, it would have to go up an enormous amount for me to recommend a heat pump or a geothermal heat pump or electric heat pump over that. That would be sort of my probably my third to fourth choice. First, I'd take gas, then I'd take oil, then I'd take propane. Then I might take a geothermal heat pump, and then I might take an electric heat pump. And after that comes electric resistance heat. That would be the order of events, you know, in my mind.
I can see why it's your favorite, Tom.
Yeah, you know why? Because you have to put in it basically uses the constant temperature of the ground as part of the refrigeration cycle to, heat and cool your house. And anytime I've seen these and talked to the guys that install them about warranties and things like that, they'll say, well, that ground loop's warrantied for 25 years. Yeah, but does that include labor? Well, no. You know, but what if you have to tear up your whole ground to replace it if you have a break in that thermal loop? But more to the point of your question, that you already have gas, I would definitely not switch off of gas and go geothermal. No way, no how.
Well, I really appreciate clearing it up for me.
All right, Phil, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
He was blinded by the cotton candy. That's what it was.
Last time I answered that question that way, I got hate mail from like the Geothermal Association. So we'll see what happens. But that's how I feel about it. You know, I would not
put slippery slope, Tom.
I would not put geothermal in if I had gas. I'd use gas first. All right, who's next?
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.